Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is from Jerusalem with Love. Today is April 25th, 2018 and we are here to celebrate with you all the days of Israel Independence Day, the moving of the American Embassy to the capital of Israel, Jerusalem, and ask you all, what can be done to make this world better? Because, you know, as we're sitting here, we're talking, we know that there are so many shortcomings of everyone. We all can chip in something, and we can all make a difference. It's not about who you are and where you are. It's about what you're going to do about it. It's about time that we all declare. And we have a leaders of this free world that are doing exceptional work. We have a great new American president that been fighting the American, you know, voices to let them rule. And he's doing an incredible work. And you know what? He's putting on the ground the idea that we have to be there. We have to be to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Even though that we have some voices in Germany yesterday that saying that we have no right to declare Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. The people of the Bible, the people of the Old Testament, the people that owned, you know, the first and second temple on, Temple Mount. And they say that we cannot do that. So we're going to talk about this. Then we're going to have a guest from the left wing, a friend, a great man, a writer. Incredible ideals, but he's on the wrong side of the room. You know, sometimes it happens. Ron Edelitz will join us in the half of hour, and we're going to ask him how we can bring together the Jewish voices, the Israeli voices, because for some reason, you know, with all this creation of a Jewish state, they forgot that it has to be Jewish. Could they want it to be Israeli because they feel very cool and dandy about being you know, the new age Israeli. Maybe they forgot what it takes to be a Jewish person overseas. Maybe they forgot how hard it is to keep your Jewishness. So we are here to remind you all that there is a God and it's not us. And we are all here to serve in this world. I hope that you stick together and be cool. Write me in the chat room. We'll be back after the break.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. You know, guys, there is a lot to talk about Jerusalem. You know, it's a holy site. It's a site that was incredible all over the generation. People come from all over. They conquer it, and it's always something about Jerusalem. Now, these days, after the Jewish people returned to the land that declared Jerusalem as the capital of Israel, we have some people that decided that they don't want to recognize it. We have, of course, the issue with the Palestinian that it still need to be settled, they say. But I think that it was settled already when they divided the land, the Palestine land, to Transjordan and Israel, because there was no reason for them to take it in the first place if it wasn't for the Arab people sitting on the land. So if they have already divided it, so the two-state solutions is the solution that we have already in the books and on in the geographical side. Now, let's listen to it from a different angle. I know that we have people from the USA, Israel, Canada, France, Poland, United Kingdom, and Netherlands sitting here, and I know that everyone has a different opinion, but we need to conclude one thing. If you guys gave the right to Israel, to the land of the Palestine, because it was called, the land was called Palestine, it's because it's biblical connection. It's because of the roots of the first and the second temple. It's because the Jewish people, people of the book, came back to their ancestor land. All right, so once we settled this in the Balfour Declaration in 1917, and it was given to 1923 in the San Remo Accord, the old land of Palestine, we had an issue, you know, that the Arab of the lands wanted to be to have a claim. And of course they did. So they divided the land to Transjordan, and now it's Jordan, and to the Jewish land. So the fact of the matter that the issues of the people of the our people of the land was solved. But we have a reason here to believe that Germany, for some reason, stated given yesterday, say that every state can name capital but not Jerusalem. It's a far right, you know, from Berlin that say that we have a Israeli declaration of 1980. The United Capital of Israel violates international law. He's recollecting the United Nations Security Council Resolution 478 that says that Israel declaration of Jerusalem as the capital constitutes a violation of international law. Now, let's remind us all that in 181, in 1947, when the United Nations gave us the recognition of the state, you know, the Jewish state, to come back and to build a house for the Jewish people, they decided that Jerusalem is international. This is all true. But they also decided that its corpus separatus should be ruled by the United Nations or international people. Or whatever organization they decide. However, they neglected it. They left it from 48 on until 67 that nobody actually took care of it. They neglected it. But then nobody claimed that it occupied, Jordan took over. Nobody said when it was a corpus separatum. And also, in Jerusalem, and if you go in the archive of the United Nations, you will find that there is also the ruling that nobody was supposed to change the demographic of the land. The demographic being, it means that you cannot invest, or build anything. Nothing of this was preserved. And the truth of the matter, the Jordanian, you know, the Waqf go and put on the cap of the, you know, the on Temple Mount, on the Omar al-Sharif and the mosque, they completely cover it with gold because it's demographically, they changed the demographic there by putting more investment inside. It was against the rules, okay, because it wasn't gold before. Now it's gold. It looks, oh, wow, they have a golden mosque, but before that it wasn't. So when you create incredible asset on the ground, you actually claim it. But let's say something. Let's assume that they have the mosque, okay? That claim is being regarded in the peace accord that we have with Jordan. The peace accord with Jordan is much later when a German, with all due respect, come and claim in 1980 situation when we have in 1994 Jordan and Israeli signed a peace treaty. You know, it was a big ceremony in near Eilat where they have the Prime Minister Rabin, the Minister of the Jordanian, the President of Israel, Ezer Weizmann, and King Hussein, you know, and Clinton, Mr. Bill Clinton, and Warren Christopher. You know, this was a treaty signed that say that, you know, the only claim that Jordan has on Jerusalem is for the Holy Site to be special condition and be determined later. Of course, they put the accord with the Palestinian, but the truth of the matter is Jordan has no claim, so there is no violation of international law. And if anybody wants to sound a little intelligent, guys from the German government, I suggest you to learn better history, because when you go to the history, you first realize that people of the book are the Jewish people. That's the role they play. Nothing you can do about it. And then you remind yourself that you go and look what happened in the history. And the claim for Israel today, the free Israel, the democratic Israel, let's say the Jewish state, but it's democratic, by all rules, she adhered to the rule of the universe, of the international court from 1917. Actually, the common that took a half of that land. We had already the whole territory, Palestine, for ourselves. But we actually did not want to fight it. The people that were there, the Arab, had the right, and they took a half, and they took it in the Call of Jordan. Good for them. And you know what? King Hussein, God bless his soul, remember that. And what he said, he gave everybody, all the Palestinian, a passport. A Jordanian passport, so they can have identity and they can work elsewhere. But they decided they don't want it. And that's why they had a big fight with the King Hussein, you know, with Yasser Arafat decided he does not want to be in Jordan. He doesn't want to be in his government. So that's why King Hussein was really, really mad, and there was a big hua. I don't know how many died, but there was a big deal. Now think about it. Think about it. It's not easy for us all to convene, you know, to be with each other. It's not easy for anybody, really. I'm serious. There is no better to give up anything. But just remember that. You have to adhere to the right of the people and the truth and justice. If you want us all to live, you know, continue this world, because you can look at what's going on in the north. We have the Russian, the Syrian, the American, the Turks, the Saudis, if they, you let them, the Iranian, and of course, all the European NATO, you can have the French and English, and who else? And we have them all in the top. Everything can turn to flame if we do the wrong thing. And thank God we have a leader, Donald Trump, the president, the United States president, that knows to take control of the situation and call it quits. Because if you put China now today on the book, you can see that whatever she does, it's not something that you can consider to be fair play. Because if the Chinese sell $500 billion worth of goods to America, America sell to China only 150. And bless their heart, that's a big deal. $150 billion to sell to China is a big deal. But in proportion to the population, being America is like a quarter of China, if you divide it, it means like the range between what they sell and what they buy is really ridiculous. So what I'm saying is we can all go and start fighting, but we need to understand that there is a tomorrow. That's why I invited in the next segment our friends, Ron Edelis, the guy that knows a lot about left-wingers. You know, Ronald Reagan used to say, you know, Democrats know a lot about nothing. So I hope he brings us some goods that we can actually solve and get connected and bring some people to the table and bring some peace between the left wing in Israel and the right wing, because peace starts at home and Israel needs some quiet and peace. 70 years to celebrate is not he didn't come, you know, without any sacrifice. We had a lot of soldier, a lot of wars, and we think that we can do better if we just talk. And that's what the Russian and the American are going to do. That's why everybody's doing. That's what is going to, you know, the American are going to do with North Korea. They're going to talk, and talking maybe is diplomacy. Maybe it's hard sometimes, they're in your face, but you know what, it's the risk is less than going to war. Going to war, as I said, it's a stone age, it's not good anymore, and people that start attacking you from all over is not something we can tolerate anymore. That's why we're fighting terrorism, because we're fighting ignorance. The end of the day, the fact that they need to resolve themselves to killing people means that they have no other tool to handle themselves. And when people go for destruction, they're they are really, really doing incredible, incredible damage to the world. I trust you are from people that wants light and sunshine in your life. I'm counting on you.
Okay, we'll be back after this.
John O'Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
We're going to be talking about...
What are we going to talk about?
A person who takes out a terrorist with a pizza tray.
And there's Donald Trump talking to a turkey. What's that about?
A 71-year-old rock star is a staunch supporter of Israel.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind.
Every Thursday.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis. And thank you so much, guys, in the chat room. I really appreciate you all. I don't know if Donald Trump is your name, but welcome to the show. And Debbie, thank you for this. You know, Transjordan is really the place where the Palestinians belong. And not just because we divided the lands once. It's because the responsibility. They cannot create a society that... Thank you, Donald Trump. It's a society that needs to be responsible for its people. Think what's going on in Gaza. Think how much hardship they have there. There are 1.5 million Palestinians there. And what happens? Nothing. Nothing happens there. It's only a shame that we give them so much money to be invest in terrorism. And when you collect yourself and you said, who are they, the Palestinians that want to own a place and they own Jerusalem, you know, for all people. Remember, Jerusalem is the only site for all three religion, right? The Jewish, the Christian and the Muslim. And to be responsible, you need to trust somebody to handle the place with care. Now, we cannot trust them to even care for people that they own people, that they live there, that they cut their electricity because they don't pay the bills or whatever. Then they have people that are hungry. There are people that need medical care, and they send them to Israel. You see, the funny part is they're like the spoiled bad boy or bad child that says, you know, I'm going to be breaking, terrorizing everybody. I'm going to take it all. And you guys take care of our wounded, our people sick or whatever. And you know what? It's not easy. It's not easy to handle people. To be responsible is really the hard part. And, you know, I'm so sorry that Ron Edelist got off and he couldn't come yet. And if not, it's okay. Well, another time we'll call him. But left wing, sometimes they run away when you challenge them. No question about it. When you ask them, hey, brother, how are you going to be my friend? Maybe they don't want to. This is the spoiled routine of all the people that object God. Because what God, you know, God of Israel teach us responsibility. Teach us to be kind. Teach us to be graceful. Teach us to be caring about each other. Teach us to worry about this world. When people say, you know, you guys, American, you have to take care of the climate change. The audacity of the notion that people can actually create something to change God's work, it's like, where are you guys going? Think about the people in Syria that needs help. Think about the immigrants that ran over Jordan already and Lebanon, all the rest, Italy, all the, you know, the countries that around Turkey, they all need help. Stop with climate change. It's like, I want to change God's future. This is the disastrous. Of course, you need to keep China to the, you know, to the task and tell her how to control the incredible air pollution. This is for their own health. It's like it's a disaster in the making constantly. People are sick there because so much smoke. And anybody who comes from China will tell you how bad the air is, pollution here. We can understand that. But this is control of the factories. This is control of the machinery. You wanted to manufacture the rest of the world to create, you know, to take over all the economy. And you took all the pollution too. So let's say that China is a country that is going to be really instrumental in this this accord, world accord right now, because North Korea is her, you know, neighbor, and under her wings, under her responsibility, and most of the things that happen right now is being through China. Let's assume that we know this. Let's tell them also that we respect their incredible tradition. The people of China have a very respectful being, which we respect. But we have to understand that this is the terms that we all are now negotiating. This is a new understanding that wasn't before. And if Germany before could say something and everybody would sit down and listen, right now Germany is not such a factor anymore in all, because she didn't want to take responsibility. You see what happened in Syria when America, French, and England took control. The situation for minutes, let's assume, let's say, recognizing that they don't agree upon the weapon, chemical weapon that Assad used on his people, we can see that Germany was not responsible enough because she didn't want to take part of it. They said, no, we are not intervening. It's like, excuse me, why not? If you're part of NATO, if you're part of the forces of this universe, to good, you are not trying to stop evil. Well, I guess we know that the past won't be claiming, you know, righteousness on her. But I'm not going to say that we're not trying to forget or forgive, let's say. Forget we don't. We never forget. But the thing about the matter, Germany, if it comes out now on top of it, of the spiritual center of the world, we can understand you don't get it. Because if you would get it, you wouldn't fight us in this matter. Because this fight is about this humanity that we are fighting for, the spirit of mankind, the spirit that makes people want to be good. You see, you can choose to be good. You have to choose to be good, but there is no other way. Right now, God put us in catch-22. This is it. This is the way you are going to be, or else. Because if anybody in Israel today can recognize that there is rain, storm, and incredible hail, and nobody can understand what happens, you know, this is the end of April in Israel. Usually it's sunny by now, and everybody in the beaches right now, even that it's Sfirat HaOmer that we're not supposed to go, but forget it. Right now we see the changes of that happens, and we are claiming a right to be here, not because we just want a piece of territory, because if you check the Jewish people all around, they can settle anywhere. They settle very good for 2,000 years. Of course, pogroms, people come and kill us every time we get a little strong, that's normal. But they all, well, you know, they do well. The problem is that when we come unite together and tell you guys, listen, you need to be better. We don't want to preach you, of course, but we want you to show you how it's done in the righteous way. And we're trying. We're doing our best. And you guys have to trust us sometimes. You know, you have to trust us sometimes that we mean good, because maybe at the end of this road, something humongous will happen, something great. We are trying still to, we are looking for it. I'm still trying to explain my friends in Israel how hard it is to be Jewish people elsewhere, and how difficult it is for me to understand that when you build, thank you for hands of Hashem in upon Israel. Thank you so much. You guys are wonderful. I'm saying, when you are a Jewish person, you want to respect Hashem. You want to be good. You want to practice. And anytime they teach us in school, the Bible, they said, "Oh, you Judaize us." And I can't understand it. This is the Jewish state. I want it to be Jewish. I want the people. There are people from Russia that came. They don't know nothing about religion. And when you talk to them, they're so incredibly enchanted with the stories of the Bible because they're incredible. We learn from the lesson of the past. We do want you guys to understand. We're trying to create this humanity of ours to be different because you guys tried it all. You tried communism. You tried socialism. You tried democracy is pretty good, right? It's the perfect choice for everyone. But Judaism is only a religion that gives you coordinates where to go. And everybody wants to claim Israel again and again that is not Jewish or separate. That's great. Separate Jewishness from the Jewish land. It's the most incredible tactic that the Arab member of the Knesset want to. They don't want to agree. They have a Jewish state. They're a member of the Knesset of the Jewish state. They get paid by the Knesset and the Jewish state, and they don't want to recognize the Jewish state. I don't know what about you, but we're really trying to get them out of the Knesset. Because by all means, if there is no treason when you go to Gaza to work with a terrorist, it's by all means, it's treason if you're against the Jewish state. So what are you against? You're against us. So we have this problem every day, and for some reason, our friends and members of Knesset are too shy to put the vote. There is Mr. Odette Ford that is a member of the Russian party, Israel Beiteinu, and he wants to have this legislation to kick out one member of the Knesset that she's really, really an activist, a terrorist activist. She was on the Marmara, that boat, the Turkish boat that came from Turkey. And she said, she stand there and she fight the Israeli soldier, and she claims that she has the right to fight the Jewish the soldiers. And then she claimed that she doesn't accept the Jewish state on the stage of the Knesset. The most incredible things to do is to be there and not accept it exists. It's like God. Yeah, you know it's there. We'll be back after the break.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. We're talking, about the celebration of Israel's 70th anniversary, and it's really incredible because last week we had a humongous amount of people on Mount Herzl doing an incredible show with all those drones that made a show in the sky, which was phenomenal. Then we had a big, incredible torch lighting and giving of the Israeli prize to recognize people. And, of course, we had the usual political fight between people. It's beneath me to even recognize this conflict because Israel deserve better. So It was incredible. I spent it, frankly, with the wounded of military in the honorary consul of Croatia, Shmuel Schlesinger Haus. There were many wounded of war. And they are the memory that remind us all what the cost of fighting is about. And the people that survive war keep on going wounded. And there are people from all sort of wars in America, especially tons of them that came back home, maybe not wounded physically, but wounded internally. And they are really suffering. They stay at night. The incubi, I call it, when nightmares of the war comes every night to them, they still live in that segment. The life of them is destroyed forever. And the veterans, I know that there is in question today, the veteran, the new doctor that will be the veterans, the doctor for the VA on the table, looks like a nice guy, looks like hard working man. I know when they're coming after you, it's so hard. And even Donald Trump said, what do you need that for? But, you know, messenger don't even care. Sometimes when they fight you, it's because you are in the right place. Sometimes when they fight you, it means that you're doing the right thing. That's what my Rabbi Slatus from Savannah, Georgia used to say. Orly, if they say something against you, I guess you're doing something right. So it's hard. It's not easy. That's why he's doing. And I recognize those wounded heroes. And there is Prince Harry that makes this incredible wounded story, incredible Olympic every year. And on this segment, I want to recognize the new Prince of England that was born to the Duchess Catherine, the beautiful, the incredible, and Prince William, which is the, you know, second to the throne. God bless them all, the family, the royal family, for incredible joy that gave us, all these incredible moments that we all attended to see what's going to happen and who, you know, is the new prince. Of course, we're all waiting for the wedding of Prince Harry with Meghan, that she's incredible talent, I guess, because she's capturing the imagination of so many people. And, you know, frankly, the hope of all others, thinking that everything is possible in this world. You just have to pray and make sure that you are doing your best, because sometimes doing your best can make you happy. And I know right now I'm getting a call from this new, my guest, but it's too late, so I guess, to have him on the show. I know next time I'll have him. Anyway, I want to make peace between our left wings, friends of Israel. And in that matter, I want to send all the friends, the Jewish friends all over, the reform movement that fight us so hard on the Kotel issue. The women from the Kotel decided that they want to pray there. But I want really respectfully say that being Jewish is, in one way, it's traditional. You don't go to the Vatican and decide that the Pope doesn't know what he's doing. Vatican has his own right to be there in its own self, right? And the Jewish people have the right to be Jewish in their own rights. And it's not because we don't respect you, and it's not because we don't accept you. We would love you guys, to whoever wants to be Jewish the way that we understand to be Jewish, we welcome you. Now, if you lost your way sometimes, if you went away, sometimes they say that, you know, it's the hardest, the farthest you go, the sins of you become bigger. So to return, it's hardest. But I'm saying, you have to respect what we have. You have to understand that the Jewish people, after 2,000 years, they cannot claim the land in a different way, and you'll have to settle. And I know that the government of Israel tried to resolve it. I know that many years ago, other minister tried to resolve it. For some reason, the reform movement think they have the right to claim the Jewish land or the Jewish nation as their own, when they actually the Reform Movement was built in 1861 to mixed marriages. Mixed marriages was the contemplating factor to a Reform Movement. I studied this. I was in the South a long time. No, so I had a lot of time to search it, guys. And I love you all. I really love you all. I have no problem with each and whatever religion you are. But please don't try to turn blue to red or yellow either. This is our country, the blue and white. This is the Zionist movement saying, okay, you have the right to come to the land. But the rules of engagement are the basic rule of being, the Jewish tradition. So I respectfully want to tell you guys, you need to tackle us in a different way. And this one won't go, okay? If you want to fight us in a, you know, a left-wing way, or say, let's say you want us outsmart us in any way, fine, go for it. But this one won't work. Judaism is not for sale, and I told it to all my friends. When we talk in Judaism, you cannot be a half Jewish, you cannot be a quarter Jewish. Of course, if you married or you were born, nothing I can do about it. Of course, not a problem. But you choose. You cannot be on the halfway. People sitting on the fence stating that one day they are this way, the color. It's like the pajama. There is a song in Israel. It's like the zebra woke up in every morning and choose a different costume. We're not the giraffes, and we don't want to change the costume. We are blue and white. This is what we are, and we are honest, truthful before God, and we want you here. We want you to come visit. We want you to celebrate it with us. But you have to understand, even us, it's tough for everyone. What do you think? We enjoy sometimes? Sometimes it's hard, you know, when you have to leave everything and take care of your mother and father, because that you have to respect your die father and die mother, and nothing you can do about it. This is the preference. And you have priorities set right, you can have a blueprint. If you have a blueprint strong enough, like the Jewish people have, you can actually create something that will be. And trust me, if you do the right thing, you would be benefiting enormously, because your life will be incredible candid. You will have that peace of heart, because that conscience of yours, it doesn't disturb you at night, because you're good. Remember, you sleep like a baby when you're good. When you are trying to outsmart yourself or being smarter, oh, let's cheat here and let's cheat there, at night you awaken, because you remember your sin. Your soul doesn't give you peace, and don't claim otherwise. I know people have insomnia and everything. I said, why don't you try to read a little the Bible? See how you sleep tight after that? Everybody's laughing, but it's true. Come on. Everybody knows, because the moment you write the Bible, your spirit is lifted. And if you're tired, it's actually lifted and you go to sleep. This is what the truth wording of Hashem, of God, is. When you're there, guys, it's beautiful. Because being honest, being care, nobody can blame you for nothing. You're doing every day. Of course, it's not easy, but as long... You don't know what comes after. You know, when your life ends, you don't know what comes after. People say, oh, you know, life is short. Yeah, you don't know, but after what comes. So you better be prepared. As they said in our tradition, in the Jewish tradition, be prepared in your life, so you will be ready for the next in God-given shape, in good. You know, guys, time flies all the time, and it's really hard, because I'm enjoying being here. I'm enjoying having you. I'm sorry I don't write much on the board, because if I go fast, I make mistakes. You know, I'm rushing myself to it, but we just have announced that the French deputy mayor say future of the Jewish in Europe is hopeless. Ouch! Europe! Come on, guys, friends, people, we'll help you. And you know what? If you have any question all the time, ask us, ask us, ask us, call us. We are here. I know that we didn't build our Jewish center yet. I know that Mount Zion is out there and for a grab, and I'm calling upon all you do people. We need to build a Jewish center for information, to have a library. Then we have biblical connection. Everything will be written, explained, and everything. And we can have SOS. If you guys need help, we can help you guys. Okay. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back next week.
Can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.